again to 50 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, with a chance of rain and snow showers, going back down into the 30s. And Thanksgiving Day is Thursday. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be in the upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day looks like it'll be a clear day, a little chilly. And Thursday night, a few clouds going back down to the mid-20s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmansservicecenter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features music from Coldplay, Van Morrison, and Neil Young. The British band Coldplay released an album called Everyday Life on November the 22nd, 2019. That's Friday. And on that day, on Friday morning, they did a live broadcast of the entire album. Everyday Life, the album, consists of 16 tracks. It's divided in two parts: the sunrise section of the album and the sunset section of the album. And they did a live broadcast featuring both sections. They did the concert in two parts. And it's the very first time that they've ever performed in Amman, Jordan. And there's a lot of interesting Middle Eastern references on this album. Coldplay consists of four people. Chris Martin is the lead singer. Johnny Buckland plays lead guitar and sometimes piano. Guy Berryman plays bass. And Will Champion is on drums and percussion. And they all take turns singing, but Chris Martin is the lead vocalist. Chris Martin is only 42 years old. He's in the middle of a golden age as far as his output, as his lyricism, as his singing and his songwriting continues to mature. It's really something. It's an interesting history that this band has. Everyday Life is the eighth studio album that Coldplay has created. They were formed in 1996 when Chris Martin and his buddy Johnny Buckland, they were all actually enrolled at the University College in London, in England. And Chris Martin actually graduated from the university with first class honors in Greek and Latin, which I think gives him an unusual perspective on life. And I love to hear the way that's reflected in their music. So we're going to listen to one of the songs from the sunrise section of the album. The track is called Trouble in Town. Now, I can't really broadcast the entire track because there's some very intense swearing that goes on. It sounds like a recording of someone being stopped by either a policeman or some kind of a border agent. So I'm going to fade out when we get to the expletive section of the music, and then I'll skip ahead and fade back in so you can hear the end of this track. This is from Coldplay. This is called Trouble in Town. Wow.
trouble in town because they cut my brother down, because my sister can't wear her crown. There's trouble in town. Blood on the beat. Oh my goodness, there's blood on the beat. Law of the jungle or the law of the street. There's blood on the beat. And I get no shelter, and I get no peace, and I never get released. Trouble in town because they hung the brown, because their system just keep it down. There's trouble in town. And I get no shelter, and I get no peace, and I just get Daddy, won't you come and play?
do you not care? Is there nothing that you wanna say?
Joseph rode in on a beam of light. Stray dogs to welcome and fight. Carilga cathedrals. The sight of the pilgrims gone nowhere and millions of cars. Lagos a dream in the distance. For promises he'd made behind. Sky and its circles and countless the stars in Africa. The rivers are perfectly deep, beautifully wide in Africa.
Joseph rode in on a beam of light, dreamed of his queen by his side. There'll be a beautiful sunset, and you'll be a beautiful bride.
Coldplay, from the album Everyday Life, released on Friday, November the 22nd. So the album is in two sections, and we just heard a couple of tracks from the Sunrise section. Now we're going to move to the end of the album. You know, it's a fascinating work. It's got a lot of variety on here. And so next week on Now and Then, I'm going to feature a lot of these tracks have choral pieces, big groups of people singing in beautiful harmonies. And I think that deserves its own little grouping of songs. So I'll be playing more of this album next Saturday. But there are two more tracks that I would really like to share with you today. One of the things that really strikes me when I look at the credits, I used to never notice who wrote the songs. You know, I'd be listening to songs all the time, and I always associate the singer with the person who writes the music. That's not always the case. And it's really interesting when you see who gets the credit for writing a song. And in a lot of bands, there's disagreements, shall we say, over who gets what publishing credits, because publishing rights are a significant part of the income generated from popular music. And what I really am impressed with, very deeply impressed, is that every single one of these original songs, the writing credits are shared between all four members of the band. Martin, Buckland, Berryman, and Champion. They share the publishing rights on all these songs. It really is a band, and I love that. There's a distinct difference in James Taylor with a backing band, or when Leonard Cohen had his backing bands. You know, you think of a solo singer-songwriter, and then they have studio musicians behind them. You see that all the time. But when there's a band, there is no leader. It's a group effort. It produces an entirely different type of music than if one person was writing by themselves. It's truly a unique and unusual thing. And what I love about the Coldplay story is that these guys, all of them, were in the University College of London, and they formed this band in 1996. They released their first recordings as a band in 1999, and they've never changed their lineup. It's always been these same guys all this time, and this is their eighth album, and they're truly masterpieces. I love the sound of this music. So we're going to finish off this section of today's show for the Coldplay release, and we're going to hear Champion of the World, and then we're going to finally hear the title track from the album called Everyday Life. And one of the things that also just really makes me happy is there's a very young, talented British musician named Jacob Collier, who I've been following and kind of learning about just recently. And he sings backup on the track Everyday Life. So I was really blown away when I saw that Coldplay and Chris Martin are aware of this young man, Jacob Collier. And I'm sure we'll hear more from him in the future. But right now, here's the two final tracks from Coldplay's Everyday Life. We'll start with Champion of the World, Coldplay.
Thank you. is to stay alive. Fly like a firework. I try my best to take in flight, but my rocket ship rivers. The referee don't stop the fight. Everyone can see I'm hurt, but I'll stand before conquistadors till I'm champion of the world. And when I sail, I'm sailing west. Though it ever fail, I
That's the title track, Coldplay, Everyday Life, released on Friday. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we are catching up with Coldplay, Van Morrison, and Neil Young. I mean, 2019 has been an incredible year for music coming out. Just an amazing array of recordings from all kinds of artists who maybe haven't released anything in a while. And all of a sudden, there's like a flood of music coming out. And I'm standing in the middle of it. I just am very happy to bring some of this new music to you. Van Morrison, different generation from Coldplay, 35 years older. Born on August the 31st in 1945, Van Morrison is 74 years old. And the thing that is astounding about our world today is that he's not old. He's not old. He's still vital. He's still at the forefront of his music and doing what he's doing. And I'm impressed. This is his 41st album. It's called Three Chords and the Truth. So, you know, that refers to the fact that most songs are really just built around three chords. 1-4-5-1. 1-4-5-7-1. Yeah. This album was released on October the 25th. So, and they're all original songs by Van Morrison, the Irish singer-songwriter, Van the Man. There's one song that he co-wrote with Don Black. And I think it's kind of a nice segue from Coldplay to do this song next. It's called If We Wait for Mountains. This is Van Morrison from Three Chords and the Truth.
World is full of wonder. It's never far away. Right before your eyes. Every single day. Look of lovers walking hand in hand. Sound of music from a big band. Antique market in the village square. Pretty waitress with the long blonde hair. Getting fat something every day. Take your breath away. World is filled with wonder. No matter what they say. You don't have to wait for mountains. Lift your spirits high. Wide oceans or deep valleys. Or eagles flying by. Wonders all around us. And life is all we've got. If you wait for mountains, then you're gonna miss a lot. Look of lovers walking hand in hand. Sound of music from a big band. Antique market in the village square. Pretty waitress with the long blonde hair. You don't have to wait. Lift your spirits high. Cause love is all around us. That's the reason why. Is all we've got. If we wait for mountains, then we're going to miss a lot.
Oh, Van Morrison, if we wait for mountains, we're going to miss a lot. So there's two more songs we're going to listen to. This is more in a typical Van Morrison groove. I love the title, Dark Night of the Soul. And then we'll hear another track, Does Love Conquer All? Van Morrison, Three Chords and the Truth.
Emptiness don't stop that longing. Something new or something old. I'm on my way to understanding things that I might yet not know. In the dark night of the soul. In the dark night of the soul. Sitting here by that planet. Well, they plant the mice and men have gone astray. Standing here on the landing. Looking at a brand new day. In the dark night of the soul. 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 can't I rise above? Or can't I conquer with love? Please don't hesitate, before it gets too late. How can I rise above? How can I conquer with love? Well, if they're saying I'm wrong, I've got to say it in song. And does it make any difference if I say it in song? Does it make any difference, difference at all? Does it make any difference if love is the law? Does it make any difference? Does love conquer?
Does Love Conquer All? That's from Three Chords and the Truth, released about a month ago on October the 25th. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And you know, have you heard the show before? We're exploring singer-songwriters And that term has changed its meaning. During my lifetime, it seems like singer-songwriters have pretty much dominated the culture of music. It's astounding. And Van Morrison is a fountain of songs. He wrote every song on this album. And the concept of now and then is I like to play songs that you're already familiar with from an artist. So you get comfortable, you hear something you know, and then I play the latest thing, and then you go, wow. Well, today we're going to have to let go of the then aspect of now and then, because we are swimming in brand new music. And the thing that's really wonderful is that even though you've never heard these songs before, you recognize Van Morrison instantly, or maybe you do. I certainly do. Well, there's another artist actually born the exact same year as Van Morrison. The Canadian musician Neil Young was born on November the 12th in 1945. And he took his band, Crazy Horse, who's he's been recording with all these years, and they just completed their 39th, that's 39 albums. Imagine 39 albums sitting together on a shelf. And there's a little bit of a change in the band's lineup. They lost San Pedro, their lead guitar player. So this recording, called Colorado, features Neil Young. Niels Lofgren has joined the band on guitar and piano, Billy Talbot on bass, and Ralph Molina on drums. And this album is called Colorado because it was recorded in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in a recording studio called Studio in the Clouds. And it got that name because it's at 9,000 feet in elevation. And apparently they had to have oxygen tanks during the recording, seriously. We're going to hear two songs. Neil Young. We're going to start with Olden Days. And then we're going to hear Milky Way. Such an iconic sound from Neil.
Where have you been, my long lost friend? Talked since way back when. And how is life with your new love? I hope she's something from above. Something happened yesterday. I need to talk to you. Your love would always last. Then disappeared somehow. An ocean liner. There's
no moon tonight, so you might see her and her ocean light up in the stars. I'm a sailing in the Milky Way, losing track of memories that weren't that day, right by her side. As the stars flew by, I did collide with memory, but somehow I survived and became free.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse from the recent album Colorado. We just heard Milky Way, and we started that track with Olden Days. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music, all of the new music, on today's program. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmansservicecenter.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Stay tuned. The Janice Addams Show is coming right up. Support comes from you. And from RM Farm Real Estate, Main Street, Livingston Manor,